just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday. But I go to work, my profession leaves me crying. Can't get away, feel like Monday.
And play a little bit. It's not so bad. A couple of things. Blockbuster posted a mysterious message on their website saying, "We are working on rewinding your movie."
Yeah, it kind of got people thinking.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Let's see. Is Blockbuster coming back?
Blockbuster Video is coming back. Rent your favorite movies on VHS.
VHS? Gosh, I don't think I even have a DVD player.
Come into the store and browse our huge selection from Ace Ventura to Zoolander.
I have to get in my car and drive? To a place? Ugh.
Just be sure you bring it back the next day.
Wait, I have to go back to the store a second time? No wonder this place closed.
We're bringing back all the nostalgia, like late fees. So, are you ready to rent from Blockbuster?
Okay, I guess I'll take a copy of Titanic.
Oh, sorry. All our copies of Titanic are out. Blockbuster Video. Be kind and rewind.
I don't know what that means.
My mom got me some kind of a sports car thing.
Yeah.
And you hit the button and it popped up and it automatically rewound your tapes. We're actually buying devices.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that would rewind your tapes faster than your own VCR would. And by the way, based on what you just heard, yeah, I remember going to get Titanic and they were always out of it. So as a result, I didn't see that movie. I wanted to see it the day it came out. I didn't see it till almost 8 months later, with a couple of other jocks I was working with who had also not seen it but wanted to. So three guys going to the movie to a matinee performance at this old dump theater in Hollywood, Florida. A memorable occasion. I wrote my Boom Magazine column over the weekend, and you're going to love this. It was inspired by the severe weather. It's called "This is a Test." But that's all I can reveal now because...
Oh, okay. That's all you got?
I'm just hoping that my publisher, who's really good at photoshopping, I need him to photoshop an eclair onto an MRI tube because of something that's in the column.
Yeah, I'm curious on that one.
Good. Curious. Does that make you more interested in reading it?
No.
Oh. Maybe I should have thought twice about that. All right, we are going to be speaking with Brant McDonald shortly, and not just about where our money may be headed today, although the market's off to a very optimistic start. And Jay and I are going to work out some way to give you a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Right now, we'll check traffic. SRN News coming up.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic updates.
We got a good bit of traffic coming in from Wetumpka on Highway 231. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson getting very busy now. East Boulevard, a lot of traffic from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Highway 31, we're a bit busy around Southwest Boulevard, Mobile Highway there. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. Registration for summer classes going on now at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
I have a retirement plan you might want to join. Hi, it's Greg. I'm not retiring from this radio thing. I love that. But I am retiring from mowing my own lawn. And I picked a great company to do it. Fair price, outstanding result. From Turf Stalkers. Founded by young Brian McMahon, who began the company after serving 6 years in the Air Force, I think you'll appreciate that military dedication to detail that I see. Call them at 558-1611 and get the Turf Stalkers team on your lawn. They also do edging, leaf dispersal, pressure washing, and more. That's 558-1611 or look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. I will not retire from admiring the great job they do.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
My boss died last week. I went to pay my respects.
Wait, you hated that guy.
I know, but when I saw him lying in the casket, I said, "Who's thinking outside the box now, Don?"
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
With SRN News,
I'm Rich Thomas.
Fantastic.
Reports that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu may soon put his controversial judicial reform plan on hold. The plan has plunged the country into chaos, triggering massive nationwide demonstrations. Attention is turning to recovery in tornado-ravaged Mississippi. Weekend storms killed at least 25 people and caused widespread damage in and around the small town of Rolling Fork. Authorities believe all of the missing have now been accounted for following Friday's devastating explosion that reduced a chocolate factory to rubble in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The death toll there is 7. And a helicopter crash has claimed the lives of 2 Baton Rouge, Louisiana police officers. The cause of the crash under investigation. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 202 points, NASDAQ futures 43 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will mainly be around during the first half of the day today before we get a little break in the action. It'll be cloudy, but gradually some sunshine will start to work in later. High temperature near 80. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will begin in the overnight hours and continue on Tuesday. Tonight's low 67, high on Tuesday near 70, and sunshine returning on Wednesday with a high of 71. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this?
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation?
Monday.
Wake up.
Motivational Brigade. Come through.
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
I love motivational speeches.
I'm really, really motivated.
Motivating.
Motivation for what? Showtime.
I think we have a very motivational speaker joining us on the phone right now. Her name is Hayden McDonald. Good morning.
Good morning.
And inspirational because she has fought the good fight and we are trying to help her and the women in blue. So thank you for touching base with us. I know the end of the month is suddenly very close. So we want to do as much fundraising as we can to help you meet your goal. How can we do that today?
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Yes, there's 5 days left in the month, and I am one of the 18 women in blue that I'm helping to raise awareness for colon cancer this month and raising money as well. My goal is $5,000, and I'm at like $2,800 right now. So I've got a little ways to go.
A little work to do.
Yes.
Now, people can go to... Because you all have, all the women in blue have their goal established. How can they go to your specific page to do that?
Okay, so yes, you just go to the cancerwellnessfoundation.org and you click on my name, and it's my picture and my name, and you can donate that way. It's just a couple steps. It's very easy.
All right, I'm scrolling. And... let's talk about the Cancer Wellness Foundation, because we've helped them many times in the past. I have been impressed with the way they truly help. I mean, every dollar goes to help people who are struggling, and in so many different ways, making sure people have rides when they need them to get to the cancer center for treatment and so forth. We have participated in their fundraising so that they have at Christmas time, if there's a family and the breadwinner is fighting cancer, no income, a qualifying program. Our listeners are always happy to help those. And this is one of the best you can help. And we would like to see Hayden hit her goal.
That's right. And it's all the patients in Central Alabama. So all the money is kept locally.
Excellent. I have worked with them, like I said, going back many, many years. And I... just absolutely very appreciative. By the way, folks, I never ask you to donate money to something I haven't, and I have, I think, twice. And I hope you will help. I understand, you know, times are kind of tough and everybody's feeling uncertain. But with something like this, this is really almost an investment, and because God forbid you need it, but we got to make sure that it's there for those who do need it. And that's one reason why we're diving in with both feet on this. Is there anything else we need to mention? I'm going to link your page as a woman in blue to my Facebook page here in a second. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and do that, and I can add commentary later.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And there. Okay. It's now on my page. Just go to my Facebook wall and help out. And anything help, you know, $10, $20, whatever you can spare. We'd love to see Hayden hit her goal. That would be cool.
Right. Thank you so much, Greg.
How are you feeling yourself now?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing really great. Whenever I have scans or blood work, any labs done, like my scans are clear, my labs look good. So, yeah, I'm cancer-free. I'm doing really well.
By the way, Hayden, one of these days, for fun, you need to come out and have a sidekick on the afternoon show when you can break
away. Okay. Yeah, let's make that happen.
You're really good on the radio.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. And tell Brent we'll be looking to talk to him later. So far, the day's off to a pretty positive start.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Hayden, and I, of course, know her because Brent McDonald does the financial consulting on our show from Invista Advisors in the afternoon. And he has been just nothing short of amazing. 387-0094 to reach Brant McDonald and his amazing team with Jason and his folks at Invista Advisors. All right, we are at 8:15. Let's get 18-19 news. I still haven't figured out we're going to give away. I got little kid or drunk adult.
Yeah? You could go that way.
I need to get more sleep. Here's the thing. Like last night, all the watches and warnings, and you know, I don't know how to read a radar screen, were coming in for like 10:30, 11 o'clock because we really had to pay attention. And then I didn't go to sleep till after that. And then when I did wake up at 2:30 this morning, there's CBS 8 with there's in that little town. They were following an active
Rolling Fork, I think.
Rolling Fork, yeah. Just crazy. Oh, that was the one in.
That was the one in Mississippi.
That was, oh man.
Yeah.
That thing looked like it came out of the sky with claws, and just tossed the town like a salad. The destruction was mind-boggling. We lucked out again, dodged a major bullet. At 18 minutes after 8 o'clock? No, it's 8:16, 1819 News.
Oh, okay. There we go.
1819 News.
One man is dead in Morgan County after storms hit the state of Alabama. In both the northern parts of Alabama and then on Sunday night in the southernmost parts of the state. Over the weekend, the storms left several communities without power in Lawrence and Lauderdale counties. The state of Mississippi was harder hit with the weekend storm system, with 26 people dying in the small community of Rolling Fork as a result of tornadoes hitting there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A new trial is coming for a former Huntsville police officer. That new trial has been ordered by the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. William Darby was sentenced to 25 years in prison by a jury back in 2021 for the shooting death of Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Now the appeals court ruled that Darby's trial erred in that three of his jury instructions were rejected. One of those instructions had to do with including the testimony of what police officer training looks like when it comes to self-defense. The Court of Criminal Appeals says that the omission of those instructions raised legitimate questions on whether the jury verdict was affected. The body camera evidence in this case shows that Darby demanded that Jeffrey Parker drop the gun two different times before Darby ended up firing and killing Parker. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Stand by for news.
Hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
If you listen to this radio station, you know that our current administration could care less if you have the skills to successfully manage a very important position. They just want to know what about you makes them feel good, you know. So old Joe nominates a guy for FAA chief. That's a pretty important gig, Federal Aviation Administration. So they have a confirmation hearing, and the guy sits down and was asked a few fundamental questions that anybody in the FAA should be able to answer, especially the guy that's going to lead it. And he went 0-7. And you will hear this as soon as it decides to work. Betrayed by Twitter again. And now I got to put the volume up.
You know the difference between those two, part 44809 and part 107? So, Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
Obviously, you'd oversee the Federal Aviation Administration, so... Any idea what those restrictions are under basic med, quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions I think would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under. So, and then amount
that's
of knots.
That's the question.
So It's not having anything to do with blood pressure. See, can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Let's keep going.
And they did. 0 for 7. 0 for 7. Now, usually at least passing is what, 65? What was passing in your school? We had a lot harder restrictions when I went to school,
Joe. Passing? I mean,
60 wouldn't get it done.
60, I think 65.
It'd get you a D.
Was like your cutoff. Anything, if you got a 64, that was an F, which is failing.
So there he is, 0 for 7. And right after that hearing, he took his name out of the nomination. Maybe they'll find. I'll tell you, we've had close calls at airports and stuff lately. I'm
more than uncomfortable with.
We're going to have something happen that will ultimately be pinned on incompetence at some level. 8:21. All right, we have a traffic update coming up, and I still can't figure out how we want to. Oh, by the way, that was brought to you by Tom Latham and the team at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Visit them on Facebook and see the amazing things that can be done with concrete by people who know it and pour it and shape it and create it better than anybody else in this town, without question. Tom Latham and Penny Iron, 284-9292 is the number, 284-9292. And by all means, spend a couple of minutes scrolling their Facebook wall, because you will see things there that you didn't even know could be done with concrete, including this new storm-proof home. Can withstand, it's a concrete house that can withstand 250-mile-an-hour winds and drive-by shootings and every other thing you can throw at it. All of that at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies on Facebook. All right, we're going to do something.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We still got a good bit of traffic all over the area and some rain still in the area as well. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, a little busy there. East South Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard, pretty busy as well. Still some cars inbound on Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive. I-65 and 85 looking pretty good through downtown Montgomery at the moment. Get a new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. New shipments arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
All right, we're going to do a $10 CV Bistro gift card giveaway with Little Kid or Drunk Adult, but I don't want to end up saying,
I'm begging you
to call in a much more masculine voice. I want you to be motivated to win. To do that, we turn to Coach Jay.
Well, thanks. I don't know how to turn that into something, but yeah.
A few words on the CV Bistro.
Yeah. Seafood Bistro opens up today at 11 a.m., as they do pretty much every day. Now, Monday through Saturday, they open at 11, closed on Sundays, which they were closed yesterday. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. 279-7500 is their number. You don't have to remember that, because just remember their name, the Seafood Bistro. Google that, and you'll find everything you need to know. You'll find their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see their menu. Pictures of every single item that is on the menu, so you can help make... It's not going to help make up your mind. It's going to make the decision tougher. Between the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo, the shrimp and grits, the po' boys, if you're going in that. I mean, good luck picking out a po' boy you want. I mean, the choices within po' boys. You got your shrimp, your gator, your mahi-mahi, your oyster, salmon, tilapia, whitefish, the boil bags as well, the platters. Just so many choices at the Seafood Bistro. Find them online, theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You're going to hear the first part of a story. See if you can tell if the story being told was the adventure of a little kid or a drunk adult. I don't think we've used this one. It's possible we may have to switch to another one. There's no way to tell which ones we've used and which ones we haven't, but I think this is new. So listen carefully to the setup.
I hit a child in the head with a club while juggling.
That's new. I hit a child in the club, in the head, with a club while juggling. Kind of a sinister story.
I don't know. Either way, like, if it's a little kid, that makes sense. But if you're a drunk adult... around little kids like that.
Yeah.
There's some irresponsibility, but I don't know.
Maybe even a lawsuit. I mean,
see, that's the thing. I don't know the answer. We don't know the answer until we hear the rest of this. So we have no idea which way it's going.
We are as in the dark as you are. That didn't sound very flattering. So all you have to do now, see how easy this is? You heard the setup. Call us at 272-9228 and you tell us whether that was a little kid or a drunk adult. It's a great contest. You got a 50% chance of being right. And not too many contests give you that opportunity to win. It's very impressive.
What's your last name?
All right. Who do we have, Jay?
We got Scott on the line.
Scott. All right. We love Scott here. Scott.
Hello.
Hi. Did you hear the story?
I did.
All right. What do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Well, he said he hit a child who was drunk adult.
All right. We'll go with that, and let's let him continue to tell us what happened.
I was a drunk adult. I tried juggling 3 bowling pins at my niece's birthday party. I lost control, and one of the pins hit my niece's friend right in the noggin.
Yeah. Oh.
She cried for 45 minutes straight.
That's a horrible story to win a prize from.
Yeah.
But
thanks.
Good work, Scott. You got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card coming. Hold on. And everybody else that was calling... We can't do follow-ups with this, so... I mean, we can always put your name in. You don't have to play anything. Jay will be happy to add your name to the winner's list just for being our friends. Time is 8:27.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks. And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Like a reliable wart.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away. You learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the wokey pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the wokey pokey, 'cause you're so wokey dokey. You do the wokey pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about.
3-point game. Clock ticks. That's it. The O's of Florida Atlantic. They are headed to the Final Four.
It's the final countdown.
Miami, and this thing is winding down. Miami heading to the Final Four.
was a complete demolition. And there's no other team going to the Final Four than UConn.
It's the
Final
Countdown. Well, the most complete demolition was actually the brackets in general. I said this on the show Friday. I would be happily shocked. Earlier was our most electrifying story. If my daughter's school, Florida Atlantic University, which has a nice sports program, but it's not the first stop that highly recruited athletes are going to go to. And they're in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, they're freaking out down there big time. And the game's next weekend. They will not play Miami. So one of Miami or FAU will be advancing. But... And I don't know much about college basketball. I don't know what I hear from the alleged experts. UConn is going to be a tough team to beat. They've won the thing in the past. Our listeners are really cooperative when it comes to horrible things.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was you that said the accident.
I sent you that accident, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no audio on it, by the way. So, I mean, you can play it without having any audio.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
The whole tire just comes off a truck.
Did you see the air that Kia got?
Yes. And they survived?
They survived, yeah.
Wow. I would not have bet on that outcome.
I mean, just launched.
And Scott D. just sent me the Le Mans disaster of...
There's video of that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's one in 19... Oh, I see. This is... Yeah, I do have the video for that. Wiley Poundstone sent the
Jackie Gleason thing?
No. What he sent me is a picture of the Pontiac Le Mans that came out in 1991.
Oh, Le Mans disaster.
Which pretty much put Pontiac on the road to bankruptcy. So.
Okay.
That was funny. Yes, I'm letting all my charming phone noises be heard.
That's not your phone noises. That's the computer.
Oh, this.
No, that's not that computer. It's the other computer.
Oh, this.
It's that one.
You have to forgive me, folks, because today is my first day in the studio. USBS. And I'm just getting acquainted with a lot of the features that we have here. There was something else in the audio file today. You know what a squatter is?
They're the people that go into the unsold home properties and stay there and then earn like residency.
Yes.
Because they've been there forever. How long? Yeah.
When I went to real estate school.
You got to be careful of those if you're in real estate. Yes.
I had to learn what the law was involving that at that time and pass the test. So in Florida, they caught a spring break squatter. In somebody's, but he was using it as a bathroom. I don't think that's the same kind of squatter. This is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd with a plea to the community to help find the lady, and she has one very identifying characteristic.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset, into the hedge area. And she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges?
I don't think that person has emigrated to Alabama. But that is pretty weird. And then this poor dude, man, in North Carolina. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to buy a Maserati for your wife?
Yes.
You know, a Jack Ingram Maserati, of course. This is Jason Scott. He spent $68,000 to buy a stolen car.
Was excited to have it coming down the hill, got out of the car, everything was fine. That's when they found out that the vehicle was stolen. And when they checked the VIN number on the chassis, that's when they saw that it was a stolen vehicle. She said, well, we can't trade the vehicle back in until you bring the vehicle back. I said, I can't bring the vehicle back. I said, the police have the vehicle. I know they said they have 150 point inspections. I want them to have 151. check to see if the vehicle is stolen. The last thing I want anybody to do is get caught late night on some strange road in the backcountry and they can't verify it and they look at that person as a criminal.
And I guarantee it, that will never happen at Jack Ingram. That's the first thing they do when a car comes in.
How that one got by.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to check that, prevent that.
Yeah.
There's so many different... Because of how often it was abused, I'm sure they had to come up with ways to figure that out. So how this got by, I don't know.
Want a mental acuity question? We may have time for this later. Right now we don't because we have Rich standing by with the forecast and a look at the roads and then our regular Morning Maroon nominee.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will mainly be around during the first half of the day today before we get a little break in the action. It'll be cloudy, but gradually some sunshine will start to work in later. High temperature near 80. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will begin in the overnight hours and continue on Tuesday. Tonight's low 67, high on Tuesday near 70, and sunshine returning on Wednesday with a high of 71. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're still busy around the boulevard this morning in a couple of spots. Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard near Baptist Narrow Lane. A little bit of traffic inbound on 31 out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka. Still some cars streaming in from there into Montgomery. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown. Rain against some spots. Buckle up, slow down this morning. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
It's Spring Open House March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Watching sports.
we are. Back at work, having a good time. Glad you could join us today, 41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Sometimes people with, well, I'm going to go ahead and include them. I think we might do four nominees today.
Oh?
Yeah.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Yeah, I think this is worth it. And there is, because people who are not alcoholics but have to deal with one are often confounded when they hide the liquor, take away the credit cards, yet somehow somebody ends up bombed. They can't stop them. Here's the latest way. A Berkeley resident who was not supposed to drink, arrested and charged with a felony. He walked into a local Episcopal church and drank the altar wine and did it by stealing some choir robes so that nobody would suspect he was there for any ill-intended purpose. The guy, based on eyewitness accounts and a DNA test on the unfinished bottle conducted by cops, charged with one count of second-degree burglary and is being held at Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California. That's where my sister lives, in lieu of $5,000 bail. That's more of a heads-up than it is.
Yeah.
Because when they say, I can't stop, they mean it. This one, our likely winner. I mean, any police officer who has been on the road and pulled somebody over who was clearly intoxicated has heard all the excuses in the book. Cops in Minnesota pulled somebody over Friday night, and the driver handed them his driver's license and a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Oh.
It was an actual orange get-out-of-jail-free card from Monopoly. It looked worn, so the person had probably had it in there while just waiting to do this. Not clear what the person got pulled over for, but it didn't work out well. The police shared a photo of it on Facebook and said, unfortunately, the state of Minnesota does not recognize this as a valid document. It's possible that the driver just got a ticket, wasn't allowed to proceed. They have not followed up on that. Then we'll pass go and not collect the $200. And then, I like to cook, but I don't, this one I don't understand. A guy burned down an entire building in Austin, Texas last week. He started the fire by trying to make nachos by lighting a bag of chips on fire.
What?
His name is John Banks, 32 years old, certainly old enough to know better. He'd been staying in the building without permission, so he too was a squatter. He had a bed but no stove, and he wanted nachos. So he had a bag of nacho chips that he set on fire to cook them into that state, and the flames spread to his bed, which then spread to the building, and eventually it was pulled down. Firefighters from several different departments had to come to put the fire out. The building had just gone through a multi-million-dollar renovation last year. Everything inside that building was ruined by smoke and water damage. Nobody hurt, and they do have insurance. Firefighters estimated the damage at around $1 million. So he's facing arson charges and 10 years in prison.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're all dumb.
But I
gotta go with the Monopoly card. Yeah,
I know. I agree with you 100%. But it's amazing. Two stories about squatters. Oh, and by the way, I learned a new word in one of these from obviously somebody who's got a more open mind than I do, referring to the person that was squatting as unsheltered. But if they're squatting, they're sheltered technically. Yeah. Anyway.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
You know, it's kind of a cute thing if you're at a party. Hey, look, I keep this in case the police pull you. To actually pull it out during a traffic stop, that's like inviting them. You ought to breathalyze me. I may be somebody you don't want driving around. It is 8:45. Infusion Cryo and Laser is home to the hottest new technology in permanent reduction of fat. We've kind of nicknamed it the hard lard, but this new technology, cryo contouring, is, I can throw all the big words in it. What you really need to do is talk to our coach, the guy who has helped me learn how to ride a bike and get better results and so forth. This does more than just provide temporary relief from an expanding waistline. This is fat reduction that allows for the permanent removal of fat cells, not invasive, and very comfortable. Rich loves it. I was waiting till I had my little heart procedure before I go over there and try it. It's very comfortable. It uses sub-zero temperatures to induce apoptosis, otherwise known as programmed cell death, and cryo contour is non-invasive, uses a biological process backed by science to provide exceptional results, and even better, yeah, it can make a difference in that fat around the waistline that you just can't seem to make go away, but it can spot reduce that fat using that same technology in other parts of your body too, upper arms, even your face. Ask about it by calling 296-1662. And, of course, Infusion is still home to so many other great ways to lead a better life. IV vitamin therapy, pain treatments called Juve light therapy and laser light therapy that work. And one of the best chiropractors anywhere, Dr. Terry Gross. Ask him, Dr. Terry, about the magic genie. 296-1662. Or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, despite all of the problems we had with the weather overnight, we haven't done too bad this morning. We are still light to moderate traffic all over the area. Busy is still on East South Boulevard between Woodley Road and Narrow Lane, and also Northeast Boulevard from Lagoon Park over to the Wetumpka Highway. A bit of traffic still around Wetumpka on Highway 14. Highway 14 pretty busy through Millbrook up to Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any major problems pop up. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Chevy announced they're going to stop making the Camaro.
When asked to comment, Camaro fans wiped marinara sauce from their pit-stained wife beater, doused themselves in Axe body spray, and sadly began belting out Living on a Prayer. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife welcomed their third child. Instead of baby wipes, they'll use Meta stocks. According to a new study, smelling other people's body odor could reduce social anxiety. It could also mean you're spending too much time with an Uber driver. And today is Viagra Day. If you don't take Viagra and still want to celebrate your impotence, feel free to visit your local Porsche dealer. This is not Headline News.
Hey, we've got one.
Yeah?
But you don't need to go there for that. They do have some... There's one we've nicknamed the Joey Mobile. Because that's what a star should drive. Two-seater. Porsche, Jack Ingham Porsche. See if you can figure out what this sound is, Jay. Now, that sounds like a little kid, right?
It does, but I'm sure it's an animal of some sort.
It's a little puppy who is negotiating the stairs for the first time. It's amazing because I remember Hershey. We were at Bob Baumhauer's house. We didn't have any stairs at the place here. We go down to spend a weekend with Bob, and he's got a long flight of stairs to the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching this little handful of hair making those bold first steps, trying to get up. And once he figured it out, he was up and down those things like crazy the same day. And this guy will eventually figure it out, too. Starbucks, who remains amazingly popular. Oh, I just want to make sure one of our cars wasn't being towed.
Just
launched a new site that's supposed to help order the perfect coffee for you based on your zodiac sign. They partner with an app for horoscopes and psychics called Sanctuary. I've never used that. You choose your zodiac sign like Taurus or Virgo, then you say whether you plan to drink it in the morning or afternoon, because that matters apparently. And it tells you what your ideal drink is. And there's a link so you can order it online. You should try this. StarbucksStarSigns.com. We got a minute.
Okay.
Starbucks. See, whenever I have to try and write it quickly, StarSigns.com. Look at that. I got there. By the way, I found this great source of documentaries through my Roku.
Yeah.
But you can only use it if you're in school or have a library card. Where do you get a library card in Montgomery? It's called Canopy with a K.
Hmm.
Select your sign. Okay. Where is feces on the list here? You got to turn this
Poor
wheel.
Yeah.
I select Libra.
That was a good one.
Thank you, sir. Coffee break morning. And what else does it want to know?
What is going on out there?
Kind of dark outside. We're done with power words. Engaging, considering, yeah. Spring color, charming blush, really? And what kind of coffee do I want? Your flower is the orchid. Aren't those usually around funerals? Your drink is the pink drink.
Oh.
Is that a Starbucks drink? Nourishing your joy goes hand in hand with creating connections. You thrive when you make time for yourself and time with others. Seek out experiences that don't... Hey, I'm not Evelyn Wood. You know, I need time to read these things. That recharge your sense of community. Well, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm coming back to recharge my sense with this community a little bit later this afternoon.
So same way to look at it.
I tried.
I think horoscopes are always right in some aspects. I think that they can generalize it enough to where everybody that reads it can pull something away in the positive for them.
There was a time, one time, and this was after going through all of the steps in grief, and you know that diner that you heard me tell the story about,
yeah.
All the steps, getting sober, maybe, really wasn't expecting to get back in radio, but then this opportunity came. And for about 2 weeks, I was waiting word on when this was going to start and whether or not I got it. And in that time, I checked every horoscope I could get my hands on. I picked up every penny if it was heads up. Mm-hmm. And any other coin or any other lucky thing I could do. I went totally, totally superstitious. But I got the job. It's not too bad.
I know. Look, when superstition is only... is only effective when it works.
Otherwise, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So. All right, Alabama Unfiltered will be coming along in just a couple of minutes. Let me close with a good word for my friends at Brian Jewelry. Mom's Day. So now, it's hard to believe that this coming Saturday is April. So that's 30 plus Mother's Day, I think, is on the 14th. You've still got 6-7 weeks. But you know how it is. Moms, you want to give them something really special, whether it's your own mom, the mother of your children, grandma, whoever you want to celebrate. So get a head start on Mother's Day by partnering up with Brian Jewelry and taking advantage of all those decades of experience and a team of people that can create something. I mean, what's better than giving somebody a gift? I had this produced for you. That's pretty impressive. That's because Brian Jewelry, over three generations and seven decades, has the team and experience to do exactly that. You don't have to hire a graphic designer. Just get with them, and they will bring your idea to life. Very impressive. Don't forget, before you visit Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville, visit them online. Takes a couple of seconds. Sign up for their club. So if you go and buy something for mom that costs $200, they'll take $100 off at the register. Moms appreciate kids who do smart things with money. So you can please her maybe more than one way. That's BrianJewelry.com, 1778 East Main in Prattville. And please tell Lynn and her amazing team that you heard about them here.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
He is a super bright guy.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
So, we're tidying things up, getting ready to head out of the studio here at 9 o'clock. Look at the window. It is pouring. A few minutes ago, I took note that the sky seemed to be darkening, but sometimes that's an illusion. It's just the way the sunlight is hitting it. But I am not...
Excuse me.
Note to Mrs. Ritterbuttle, I am not going to depart until this calms down just a little bit. Then, of course, at 12 o'clock this afternoon, you've got
Joey.
He will be here probably with Eddie Bader and team, and then I will once again see you at 3 after Joey. Until this afternoon, you have a great day. Stay dry. Watch out for this rain. Thanks for punching us up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV.